Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Getting dark out there right now. Hey, thanks a lot for letting us jump in that car today. We appreciate the ride home. Get that radio all set when you head to the garage, park the car. Make sure your radio is set at News Radio 92.3 when you get up in the morning.
Yeah, we don't want Andrew to be lonely now.
So you just get this thing underway here. Hey, if you're thinking about maybe you're doing that Christmas getaway vacation, they're saying Thursday, coming up this Thursday, one of the busiest days.
Really?
Getting a jump on the holiday because people are just taking the Christmas 1 week from today. And then most people are taking off that Monday, Tuesday, and then the Wednesday. But some getting out of town on Thursday. Here's where I'm going with this madness. If you're going to the Northeast, heck with that. If you're going up north, period, from Montana all the way to Bangor, Maine in the Northeast, you better wear two pairs of long underwear. Absolutely unbelievable. 20 degrees below normal that they're talking about starting on Thursday. A lot of snow. So in your place, this is great. But we're going to stay on top of this because when you have these kind of weather fronts moving through major hubs, of course, let's just say Chicago, Detroit, New York, Boston, Washington, well, the weather will affect their operations. So right. How does that funnel down to us in the operations over at PNS? We'll let you know, and we'll make sure that you're covered on that side. By the way, I can tell you, I'm looking at the PNS board right now, looking pretty darn good this afternoon. No really major cancellations or delays, so if you have to pick up somebody, they're on time, and you can go get them and without having to pay that extra parking charge.
All right. Well, you know,
trying to save you a little bit of money here this afternoon.
Hopefully, I can keep the uplifting themes going with traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also traveling eastbound on 90 passing the Walmart Supercenter. Outside of that, the worst looking spots right now are going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. And then, of course, it's just some of the other usual spots such as Navarre Parkway. As for the weather, 69 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, 68 is going to be the high, low of 44. Sunny, mostly clear, and all around beautiful Thursday.
As expected, the Fed lowered those interest rates, and boy, did the market not like that.
No.
What was it? Did you say it was like 1,100 points down today or something?
Yeah,
like
at the closing bell, the Dow lost 1,100.
Okay, Hillary Barsky's in. She has more.
The central bank is cutting its key interest rate for a third time this year, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The Federal Open Market Committee decided to take another step in reducing the degree of policy restraint by lowering our policy interest rate by a quarter percentage point
to a range of 4.25% and 4.5%. But Fed officials signaled that they expect to reduce rates more slowly next year than previously envisioned, largely because of still hot inflation. Fed officials are penciling in two cuts for 2025 if the economy grows steadily and if inflation continues to decline. In September, officials had penciled in around four cuts next year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Already one of our top stories nationally. In the wake of recent drone sightings in the Northeast and elsewhere, the FAA wants to help people better identify objects in the sky. The agency released a video explaining how all aircraft, including drones, are required to have certain lights. The FAA says drones are required to have a strobe light visible for at least 3 miles. Several federal agencies said in a joint statement that there is no national security threat at this time regarding the recent drone sightings, but did confirm that some drones have been seen flying near or over military installations.
517 News Radio 92.3. Deadlines are looming at the Postal Service to get those packages to their destination on time by Christmas. I feel this is a perfect opportunity to remind you on some of these deadlines of some of the shipping companies in terms of what you got to do. Christmas shipping deadlines, they're approaching, and it's important. Don't wait any longer. Carriers are expecting to deliver 85 million packages every day during the Christmas season. Here we go. Let me give you today's numbers and the status on today's shipping. Today is the cutoff for the USPS Ground Advantage service. Now, Thursday, tomorrow, is the last day for USPS Priority Mail service. Also, Thursday is the last day for UPS 3-Day Select. For those ground USPS ground deadlines, they ask you to call so they can kind of work it through there, because there must be some complications if they say that. Mm. And then also on Thursday, last day for FedEx Express Saver and three-day freight services. And we'll update you a little bit later, Sunday through the Christmas Day, and who's doing what to who.
All righty. And Luigi Mangione waiving extradition. Reports say he should be transferred from Pennsylvania and be back in NYC by tomorrow. He's facing murder and terrorism charges and the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, of course, and facing life in prison if convicted.
All right. Very interesting about these shipping situations here and getting these packages on time. If you're a beachgoer, you know, and you want to find out what the conditions are before you head over to the island, by golly, the lifeguards over there did some really good stuff here. Beachgoers can now receive alerts about surf and beach conditions. The lifeguards launching the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Text Alert Notification System. Beach officials confirm that system is now operational. If you want to sign up to get the alert, text PB, as in Pensacola Beach, flags to 888-777. That's 888-777, and you can get all that information.
All righty. And some other news happening just somewhere else in the Sunshine State. More than a dozen suspects facing charges in connection to a Palm Beach County drug sting. West Palm Beach police say that 16 people were arrested yesterday as part of Operation Not On Our Block. The three-month investigation was centered around alleged crimes that took place along some downtown street. Officers were able to remove oxycodone, flacca, cocaine, and crack from the streets in connection to the case. The police chief says that all the people taken into custody already have more than 100 felony convictions in total, and more arrests are expected. Yeah, you got to make an example of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Got to send a message.
Yeah, just in time for the holidays, the Florida Lottery launching three new scratch-off games, Ultimate VIP Cash World, Platinum Mine 9X, and 2025. The new games offering millions in cash prizes, over 14 million winning tickets, and don't forget, a little bit later tonight, we do have Powerball taking place.
We do.
Numbers are starting to get a little bit larger. $69 million, $32.2 million. That is your cash option heading out the door, drawing 10 o'clock this evening.
All righty, 520 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the Broward County School District moving forward with a plan to increase security on campuses, what that plan is, and perhaps discussing whether it could branch into more local territory. Details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
How do you handle stress, worry, or anxiety? If we're not careful, those times of anxiety can rip us apart from the inside. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us how to deal with worry. And he doesn't say just forget about it or that it'll go away by itself, nor does he say that we should run from it. Instead, Jesus tells us to take it one day at a time. He points out the nonsense of worrying about things we cannot control. Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, and he says to you that you are more important to him than many sparrows. God calls us to throw the whole weight of our anxieties on him and allow his spirit to fill our hearts with perfect peace as he handles the many things that are out of our control. I encourage you, rest in Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meet your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Wham, bam, 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 bam. 5:26. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on and taking us along with you. We do appreciate that. Can you believe this, Austin? The Space Force is celebrating its fifth anniversary today. Fox's Kevin Urinsky has details in Securing America.
Securing America.
The Center for Strategic and International Studies held a forum Tuesday to celebrate the fifth anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Space Force. Republican Congressman Mike Rogers of Alabama, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, spoke about how viewpoints have changed since the branch was created.
People have come to realize the very real threats that exist in space and the compelling need for a Space Force.
General Chance Saltzman, Space Force's chief of space operations, describes space this way.
A domain that has never been more vital to our national security and to our national prosperity.
He also described how vital space is to America's overall military strength.
Space is the backbone of the joint force. Without it, we cannot project military power.
While praising those who serve in the Space Force.
Without question, the Space Force Guardians are the preeminent space warfighters, armed and ready to protect and defend the future of our nation.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
All right, News Radio 92.3. Okay, the Space Force in place for 5 years. I wonder how they're feeling about this. A pair of U.S. astronauts may remain stuck at the ISS until this spring. And C.J. Pappas covering the story for us.
They are not lost in space, just stuck there. American astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will remain aboard the International Space Station until at least late March, that from NASA officials. SpaceX calling for the delay of the originally scheduled rescue launch set for February. The aeronautics company, created and owned by Elon Musk, needs more time to prepare a new capsule. Wilmore and Williams lifted off June 5th aboard Boeing's first astronaut flight to the ISS on its Starliner capsule, but problems forced Boeing to send it home without them. Now the pair could be stuck 10 months before they make the return trip to Earth. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All righty, 527 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. We do have some backups developing on I-10. This is if you are traveling westbound, heading towards Avalon Boulevard. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just a wave of congestion there. Also have some issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, 69 degrees, low of 55. Tomorrow, high of 68, low of 44. Beautiful Thursday.
Okay, on Tuesday, Mayor Reeves confirmed the city is going to begin a one-month grace period beginning New Year's Day for the five new traffic cameras being installed at intersections across Pensacola. And Reeves says you got to make the money, and this is one way to do it.
In the past 2 years, we've had 377 crashes. You can do the simple math. We, the PPD, our citizens, our visitors, every other day at one of just these five intersections, every other day we are dealing with a crash, not somebody running the red light. There's hundreds of those. But an actual vehicle crash happening at these five intersections at least every other day.
Okay. Anybody running a red light can expect to receive a written warning first, but beginning in February, well, here comes the $158 ticket. Where are these lights located? I'll tell you. 9th Avenue and Bayou Boulevard, 9th Avenue Airport Boulevard, 9th Avenue Fairfield Drive, 9th and Gregory and Davis and Fairfield. Those intersections were chosen because they were statistically the most dangerous intersections in the city.
And mention this before the break. The Broward County School District moving forward with a plan to increase security on campuses. The school board passed a proposal yesterday that would provide staff members with wearable panic alert buttons. Board member Lori Al-Hadef, she lost her daughter in the deadly Parkland School massacre in 2018. She believes the system is critical for campus safety. And at the same meeting, officials voted to ban political and religious signage throughout the district. Mandy, alert buttons, we've heard some stuff about this in the past, talking about like teachers having stuff like this. I think this could become all the more of a thing in our area.
You wouldn't be surprised. Absolutely. I am so amazed over UWF and how good they are and the brains and the intellect of their professors teaching classes. Four University of West Florida researchers, Dr. Jim Spain, Dr. Frank Gillum, Dr. Alicia Winburn, and Dr. Amit Abba Misra earned a place on Stanford Elsevier's top 2% scientist ratings list. Now, you want to talk about brains here. That prestigious list identifies the world's leading researchers representing approximately 2% of all scientists worldwide. I say go Argos.
I'm John Saucier, Division on Capitol Hill over government funding. House Speaker Mike Johnson supports the continuing resolution, which includes money for disaster relief, but President-elect Trump is against it. Republicans say they've heard rumors of a slimmer, clean CR being considered.
If that's the case, that's a big win for conservatism. It's a big win for Elon Musk and Ramaswamy and their efforts, and I'm excited about that because this town needs some outside pressure if we're going to actually start doing things that are necessary to save this republic.
Missouri Republican Congressman Eric Burleson on the Fox News Channel. No more votes tonight on the bill. The government runs out of money by Friday night. The Federal Reserve deciding to decrease interest rates by a quarter percentage point. Chairman Jerome Powell suggesting only two, not four more cuts could be coming in the next year. That sent the stock market tumbling at the end of the session. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve today lowering its key interest rate by a quarter percentage point, the third consecutive reduction this year. The cut comes with caution regarding future cuts in a move widely anticipated by markets. The Federal Open Market Committee cut its borrowing rate to a target range of 4.25% to 4.5%. On Wall Street, stocks were significantly lower today on the backs of that troubling federal data. The Dow lost more than 1,100 points, its first 10-day losing streak since 1974. The S&P 500 dropped 178, and the NASDAQ tumbled more than 700 points. Retailers, including Walmart and Home Depot, are trying to capitalize on customers planning to go big on seasonal decor, even as they keep their eye on discretionary spending. U.S. crude oil futures for January delivery grew today. Now they're off 0.1% to around $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now, there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi, beginning on January 7th on ESPN. Keep up, it's golf. And the two youngest teams TGL has to offer square off on January 7th. You'll see Xander Schauffele leading the way for the New York Golf Club, along with Matt Fitzpatrick, Ricky Fowler, and Cameron Young. And they'll face off against the Bay Golf Club, featuring Ludwig Åberg, Wyndham Clark, Minwoo Lee, and Shane Lowry. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi. Golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, layoffs on the line call. Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. And tune into the inaugural season beginning January 7th. Keep up, it's golf.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare and you want out, you need to get the facts. Wesley Financial Group and its founder, Chuck McDowell, have helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshares permanently, and he may be able to help you too. Call right now. Chuck will send you a timeshare exit information guide free, explaining how your timeshare works and all your options for cancellation. You want to call Wesley Financial Group, 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. Once again, 800-761-0000.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves.
Find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fee. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Your journey to wellness includes a customized primary care experience with Ochsner's trusted team of providers. This means more time with your care team at appointments and focus on your health needs. Plus, daily group activities, access to an on-site fitness center. Achieve your health goals with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road and their new location on Mobile Highway, opening soon. Visit Ochsner.org/65+-Pensacola.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Mark Bolan, T-Rex, 1972. That was the only song and album that ever recorded. He died after this. Very tragic death, but yeah, you were mentioning you like that song a lot.
Love that song.
It's a great classic track. T-Rex was the band. Mark Bolan was the lead singer, and you know, just ended his life ended just way too short there. NBA's in-season tournament champion was crowned on Tuesday night. And Joe Morgan has the details for us.
The Milwaukee Bucks are the champions of the NBA Cup. The Bucks defeated the Oklahoma City Thunder 97-81, taking home the trophy for the NBA's second in-season tournament. Milwaukee was led by star Giannis Antetokounmpo, who had 26 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists, and 3 blocks on the night. As the winners of the Cup, Bucks players on standard NBA contracts take home just under $515,000. Though Tuesday night's game did not count toward the regular season standings, the Bucks have now won 13 of the last 16 times they've stepped on the court. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this because we were talking about some of the college football action that's going to be going on. We've touched on that on and off throughout this week. Well, Memphis was the winner of our bowl game yesterday, the Frisco Bowl between them and West Virginia. It was a pretty wild game, 42-37. West Virginia, man, it's a shame because they were they had a lot of implications coming into this season. They were, what, I think 9-4 last year. And it's like, wow, they're returning some talent. Their schedule looks manageable. And they finished this season with a losing record, but nonetheless, one heck of a fight there against the Tigers. Also, want to touch on this kind of sports, kind of politics. Sports fans love it when those two mix. President-elect Trump nominating former NFL player and Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker as ambassador to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, Trump posted on social media Tuesday that Walker has spent decades serving as an ambassador to our nation's youth, military service members, and athletes. And Walker made an unsuccessful bid, of course, to win a Senate seat back in 2022.
Yeoman. That's what Herschel will be saying soon. Yo, man.
I thought that was more of a Jamaican thing.
Caribbean thing. Oh. It's funny because a lot of, because the islands are so small. I know there's a great diver that everybody thought was from like, you know, Jamaica or so or things like that. Yeah, they all kind of intertwine. And you know what I'm saying. It's just, yo, man is the typical, I guess, phrase for the Caribbean. I guess. I mean, I'm not from the Caribbean, but Yeoman.
Yeah, you're like, well, what do I know?
Yeoman. That's what Yeoman. Okay, it's 5:40, 20 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. Having trouble writing a clear enough prompt for a artificial intelligence program to create what you want to see. That's why I asked you this earlier, if you'd ever delved into AI.
I've used it to make funny photos to make fun of my friends. Okay. That's about it.
Okay, Google now says you can here you go. Google says you can now just use a picture to explain what's going on. Ben Brown has the story on it.
Google is introducing its new generative artificial intelligence tool it calls Whisk, and it allows you now to prompt it for creating images using other images, letting you choose a subject from one picture and a background of another, all to be combined and even manipulated according to your requests. Whisk complements the second generation of Google's Veo artificial intelligence, which generates realistic video the company claims hallucinates less frequently than competitors in the generative video space, meaning it's less likely to produce video of people with extra arms or absurdly square jawlines. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, what I was talking about with Guy Harvey was the famous, I don't know if you're familiar with Guy Harvey, he does a lot of fish type T-shirts and artwork. And
I am familiar with that brand, yeah.
My Joanne knows a guy very well. In fact, we spent some time with a guy down in the Cayman Islands. That's where he lives. Big white house on yellow house on Bay Street. Everybody thinks Guy is like from the Caymans. And no, he's from Jamaica. So it's like it's that intertwining, sharing the island type thing in the Caribbean.
Gotcha.
Really nice guy, though.
And an $845 billion defense bill is headed to President Biden's desk. The Senate passed a legislation in an 85-14 vote Wednesday. Some Democrats objected to a transgender care provision in the bill, leading them to vote against it. The provision bans some gender-affirming care for children of service members. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that the National Defense Authorization Act is not perfect, but it still makes several important advances that Democrats fought for to secure America's national defense.
Interesting situation, and we discussed this before we came on air. A few years ago, there was a bakery shop in Colorado,
yes,
who refused to serve a same-sex couple a wedding cake.
Right.
And it went through the courts and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, the folks that owned the wedding shop and the cake shop were acquitted. But here we go again. You think we get past this stuff sometimes. A Tennessee pizza shop now is facing backlash after declining to cater a same-sex wedding. Gary Baumgarten has more for us.
The policy resulting in a social media assault on Chattanooga's Pizzeria Cortelier, which says in a Facebook post that the decision to not cater the event was due to personal beliefs. The restaurant's Facebook page, inundated with hundreds of negative comments, describing the decision as bigotry. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Yeah, I can certainly see that argument there. Of course, this is, you know, it's going to upset people because it is an outdated way to think, regardless of how you try to justify it. But man, I just don't see this. Chris, you mentioned, you know, it's a shame that we're still dealing with this. Yeah, I think every now and again, this is always going to be a problem. I mean, think about things like racism and sexism. Those are still problems in places. You think homosexuality and transphobia is going anywhere anytime soon? Homophobia? You think homophobia or transphobia is going anywhere? People are just really behind the curve on some of this stuff, and I fear that this is an issue that's going to always occasionally arise.
Okay, I'll throw this in here. You say people behind the curve, but it's their right.
It is.
They can do that.
That's the thing, and that's what makes this such a hot-button issue. It's not like some barista at Starbucks is declining you service. This is a family-owned business. These are privately-owned businesses.
Right.
So they've got a lot more authority.
Kind of like nobody forced you into this door.
Right.
There's about 1,000 other cake places around here you can go to.
Yeah.
So, I know kind of how this thing's going to play out, but we'll keep you informed and let you know exactly what's going on down there. Concern here in Escambia County, not really to the negative side, number of early voting sites in the county has been cut from 10 to 7. This is for the 1st Congressional District special election primary. This is on Tuesday. Escambia County Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender said no early voting sites will be offered in Century, the University of West Florida, or Brownsville. Early voting will be January 18th through 25th at 7 voting locations in Escambia County. And as always, check your polling locations before you go.
Of course. And 5:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Seeing a lot of the traffic congestion that we deal with starting to slow down, as we typically do at this time each and every afternoon. But we still have a couple problems to keep an eye on. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Got some issues there. Same with Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach. And Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. Also heading westbound there, heading into downtown Milton. Still got some backups in that area too. As for the weather, 69 degrees. Low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, even better. High of 68, low of 44. Sunny, mostly clear.
5:46, News Radio 92.3. Trying to make that decision on whether to put my dog on off the hard food and go to Farmer's Dog. Have you seen that thing, Farmer's Dog? You can't miss it. It's on all over television in terms of, like, real food for real dogs, that type of thing. So I went to my vet today, had a discussion about the nutritional values of what fat content, things like that you have to be aware of per breed. And I know the Yorkshire Terriers have a very delicate stomach, so you have to watch for the fat content. Anyway, I'm going to try Farmer's Dog and see if that plays out. But while we're talking about animals here this afternoon, this is a very important thing I want to share with you. Make a shelter animal's life a little bit happier during the holidays. Wolfgang, Jessica Wolford and Company, she's Wolfgang, by the way, here in Pensacola, is hosting its third annual Christmas toy drive for residents at the Escambia Animal Shelter. Wolfgang staff been busy all month long collecting new fleece blankets, toys, treats for more than 300 dogs and cats who could really use some love and companionship this time of year. Want to help them out? Here's a few drop-off locations. Perfect Plain Brewery, Intermission Play Pensacola Wisteria Tavern, and Pensacola Bay Brewery. This year's drive is underway and will continue through this Friday. Avoid And I did have this really extended conversation with the vet today. Try to avoid these three items. I know if you go to like Walmart and they have those transparent, stockings they have for toys for dogs or cats or whatever.
Right.
And they put the different items in there. Make sure you go through that stocking before giving the pet certain treats. The treats you need to avoid: plastics, jerky, and rope toys. Just stay away from those three. They are very dangerous, and they have no place in a home. It's kind of like poinsettias. You don't bring poinsettias in with animals, you know. They eat them, and the outcome's not so good.
Right. Mm. Well, it makes you think, but as you said, now you know, and you need to.
That's right.
5:48 here, you're listening.
And by the way, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And with that, it's the most wonderful time of the year. 5:48 here, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Of course, something that we've been hitting a couple times more than usual this afternoon is Wall Street. We had the Dow Jones falling over 1,000 points today. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 1,123 points to 42,326. S&P 500 lost 178 points to 58,72. And the NASDAQ fell over 3.5%, dropped 716 points to 19,392. The Fed, of course, cut interest rates by 0.25 today, but investors turned sour when they learned the Fed would likely cut rates only twice next year. This is the Dow's worst losing streak since 1974, when it went through an 11-day slide.
It made me think about this when we were in the parade last Saturday night, downtown parade, how beautiful those lights are down Palafox Street into the CBD. Maybe here's something you might want to do tonight. The moon's pretty full. It'll be a nice night for it. Put the kids in the car, grab everybody up, and head for Cervantes and Palafox. Go south on Palafox from Cervantes and just check out the lights. Drive down Palafox and just look. It's a great family thing to do. Perfect thing. Christmas lights are on downtown this season. Just don't miss the family events. They're knocking themselves out this Christmas. The Palafox Holiday Market, the Winterfest, and a lot more this Christmas. Shopping downtown is magic with special shopping nights and holiday experiences. And I wanted to tell you about the Nutcracker, and I'll do that next hour. The Pensacola Nutcracker. That'll be coming up, and we'll talk about that on News Radio 92.3.
And scientists are making quite an impressive advancement. They are turning the San Francisco Bay's famous fog into water. The process of fog harvesting can have far-reaching implications for a state that is frequently plagued by drought. The researchers from UC Santa Cruz and Cal State University's Monterey and San Francisco say that this untapped water resource can make communities more resilient during dry, hot weather. They say significant amounts of water can be collected and stored for future use.
I'm not going to wait because you may already maybe parked the car and you weren't. So if you're in your car, I wanted to make sure you knew the dates for the Nutcracker. Coming up this Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll have a different show. It's down at the Sanger, 7 p.m. Friday, 1:30, and 7 on Saturday and Sunday. So don't miss this production. It is Christmas. Check it out. Nutcracker, downtown at the Sanger.
All righty. 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, of course, Christmas is exactly a week away. Many families will be flying. We've been touching on that a lot. But TSA, reminding you what you can and cannot bring through security, and some of the reminders you're going to be surprised are necessary. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Tis the season. Nutcracker season, that is. Ballet Pensacola presents the Nutcracker at the Sanger Theater, December 20th through the 22nd. Join Clara, who, with the Nutcracker Prince, defeats the evil Mouse Gang. The Sugar Plum Fairy hosts a celebration in their honor.
Enjoy stunning costumes, lavish set designs, and the Ballet Pensacola Professional Company and Academy. Experience this holiday favorite. Get your tickets early, as they will sell out. Go to Ticketmaster.com or the Pensacola Sanger Theater.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price cranking out that Christmas music for you this afternoon. And boy, does it sound good. We were talking about dogs and the vets and a lot of other food, dog food and all kind of things that will kind of make your furry friend feel a little bit better. Hey, why don't you do something special this holiday season?
What's that?
Invite a furry friend into your home during the holidays. The Santa Rosa Animal Services Home for the Holidays is offering a short-term foster program. This year, the Christmas option is running right now through January 6th. So maybe like a test drive type situation if you like the pup or not.
Well,
or the pup likes you.
Yeah. Well, speaking of driving, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. Just some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And some issues on I-10 if you're traveling westbound. Approaching Avalon Boulevard, you're going to have a minor wave of congestion there, but another as you are passing the I-110 north ramp in Pensacola. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 69 degrees, low of 55. Tomorrow, even better. Sunny, mostly clear, high of 68, low of 44.
Remember the Wendy's television ads? You used to have that little short little lady that goes, "Where's the beef? Where's the beef?"
I have heard of that reference, yes.
You have never seen that?
But no, it was before my time.
Oh, okay. I keep forgetting that. Anyway, there was a
I'm
little,
a young...
And I forget the lady's name. I bet you we have a texter out there that could probably fill me in on this one. But,
oh, probably.
850-437-1620 if you can help me. Anyway, Wendy's used to, did you notice the change in Wendy's over the past couple of years? It used to be Wendy's hamburgers. Mm. You never see the word hamburgers now associated with Wendy's.
Ugh.
It just says original food. Yeah, it was a total makeover Wendy's did, but they did it almost transparently. They kind of snuck it in on there. But they did change.
And I feel betrayed.
Well, let me just tell you why I'm bringing this up. KFC's now getting ready to change a little bit. They're unveiling a new type of finger-licking spinoff restaurant. Hillary Barsky has more information on this.
The fast food joint is slated to open the first location of a small concept restaurant called Saucy in Orlando, Florida, stylized with a pink color scheme and a tech-forward format. KFC's new small concept restaurant centers on, as the name suggests, sauces. With a lineup of 11 dipping sauces, Saucy will have a limited menu of chicken tenders and a small handful of sides with customizable tenders and an expanded sauce and beverage selection. The initial location will be equipped with drive-through lanes and kiosks. Its website and app have already been launched. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, you mentioned this before the break, Chris. Of course, Christmas is 1 week away. Many families flying this holiday season, as they often do. TSA out with a reminder about what you can and cannot bring through security. Spokeswoman Patty Mancha says this week, a man at the San Antonio airport was spotted with a cane that had a hidden sword inside. And she says that this actually happens more often than you would think. Also, she says agents often see people traveling with cookware and power tools this time of year. That's fine, but it must be packed in your checked luggage. So We got to have cookware and power tools and checked luggage. And apparently there's a lot of swordsmen on flights.
And they also had to redo their service animal list. People were bringing goats and all kinds of things.
All
on
kinds
planes,
of things.
You know, stop it.
I want to say someone brought because it was like a viral story. Sebastian Maniscalco, he's one of my favorite comedians, and he told a story about someone on a plane brought a peacock one time.
I wouldn't doubt that. So they had to do a kind of a rewrite on that whole project there. Hey, Pentagon's released its 2024 China military power report. Not that we want to be too excited about it, but it's something we need to be aware of. Jennifer Griffith tells us the details from the Pentagon.
The report, which is required by Congress, has some eye-popping statistics, especially when it comes to corruption and an ongoing purge of top leaders within the People's Liberation Army, including the Chinese Defense Minister Dong Jun, whose fate is still unknown. Quote, in 2023, the PLA experienced a new wave of corruption-related investigations of senior leaders, which may have disrupted progress towards stated 2027 modernization goals. President Xi has directed his military to be ready to take Taiwan by force by 2027.
Wanted to let you know, Chris, we had a texter drop in, say, Clara Peller.
Clara, that's it? Good. Yeah. What was that text? Did they give us a name?
Nope, name's not on here.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was Clara. Where's the beef?
All righty. Well, thank you very much, sir or ma'am.
I can't believe you've never seen Clara.
No. I've seen the commercial. And I said, I've heard the reference a lot. But the commercial itself, wasn't that back in like the 80s?
I think it was.
Yeah. So
could have
been shy.
Could have been the late 70s, actually.
Golly.
Something like you weren't even thought
about. That's always my thing. Because that was over the course of my, last year plus doing this show, that was always my thing. I understood references and I knew what they were from, but I never saw them firsthand.
Gotcha.
And I got a hard time for that.
All right. Christmas in Pensacola can sometimes be surprisingly cold. Not this year. Meteorologists assuring us of this. Although there could be several cold fronts to ring in the holiday season. Christmas Day here in Northwest Florida. Let me just tell you this. It's going to be partly cloudy, a little muggy, with temperatures close to 70, 60% chance of seeing sunshine. Good chance of it. All I can say is Merry Christmas, everybody.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.